Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is Quarantine Chronicles time. And Kevin, I'm wondering how much longer this goes because the quarantine is slowly being lifted. You know, everything's starting to open up, even the golf courses across the country. The president tweeted this morning that he was so happy that the golf courses, the country was opening back up. There's lots of – what? Golf is fun. It's a fun sport. We have live golf action happening tomorrow over the weekend. So that's sports coming back
real
in our
sports.
Faces. Yeah, man. What's wrong?
I agree that it's good when the country reopens. I'm just not sure if the golf course would be my flashpoint for how you're like, see, everything is better now.
Yeah. No, hey, man, that's where it starts. It starts in the soil, in the dirt, just like Jason Witten always told
okay.
us. But it is Quarantine Chronicles time, 877-881-1053. You've been killing it today as y'all been texting in throughout the day so many times to help out the show. What is going on that's good in your life? And, Kevin, I want to start off. Mike Bacsik is eating what appears to be a sandwich. So that looks like it is good for him.
I made during the break an egg salad sandwich on wheat bread. So it's egg salad. I like putting mustard on mine. Mm. I know people you know, people don't like mustard. Like Jeff thinks mustard's disgusting, but I
Agreed.
Do. I like mustard so much, I put it on my egg salad sandwich.
There you go. That was a nice move. Nice
and,
move,
Mike, by the way, I got Lucius Alexander in the background. He said you have good taste, so that's a cosign.
Oh, good. Good.
Oh, very nice. From the 817, I'm about to watch the virtual college graduation of my daughter. Her name is Jackie Sanchez. And then we said this would happen a couple days ago. Shout out from Coach Balsack to her, please. So now you really should get on Cameo to congratulate people for weddings, graduations. So Jackie is graduating from college, University of Rochester.
Jackie from the University of Rochester, congratulations. You're obviously not a moron. You graduated college. Now go get a job, you dumb butt.
It's motivational and teaches you important things about economics. I really like it. From the 360, they put LOL on the end of this, so I don't know if they really mean this or not. My company just announced we're working from home until at least August 1st, so that's cool. I don't know if they mean that, though, because they said LOL.
You have to read it with the LOL, too, Kevin.
Okay,
otherwise,
LOL.
I don't get it. Okay, all right. I think they're serious. I think they think it is cool. I think they just, you know, some people have nervous laughter. They even add it in their texts sometimes. So that maybe that's just a nervous tick.
My version of that is I put ha-ha in my text because I speak very aggressively, and sometimes I need to put that in there so people are like, oh, that guy's just a jerk. I mean, I am a jerk, but, like, I need to kind of add that. And one of my friends who's known me for a really long time added in there, like, I know you put ha-ha so I would think you were kind of joking, but I know you're not joking, so it's fine.
No, you absolutely have to, you know, soften the blow. You understand the medium and know that tone can't be heard there, so you know, you try to make that work.
Yeah, the and it's not aggressive as much as it is sarcastic, Kevin. Like, you have a lot of sarcasm in your text, so if you don't know you, then you got to understand. But I did see Lucius give you the thumbs up from behind Reggie on the fan cam. He agrees with you.
So I learned something very fairly horrifying about a week or two ago. Is Bacsik, I know you're familiar with the concept of Enneagram, and that's like your personality style
oh, yeah.
and everything. And so I'm an 8. And what
Challenger.
What I learned is
more of a 6.5.
There was oh my God.
How do you spell this? How do I do this?
Scale my number way down, all right? It's like E N N E.
I got it. I got it.
Anyways, so it's pretty accurate. And so for mine, I learned because my fiance said, yeah, there's a thing in the book that says, however aggressive you think you are, you're actually twice as aggressive. And I was like, oh my God. So I want to apologize to every human I've ever had an interaction with. I realize I'm pretty high up there, but if I'm twice as much, I'm the absolute worst, and I'm sorry. Everyone who's ever texted back, you're the worst, you're 100% spot on about that.
Man, I got this morning, the kids have chores to do. They have a chore list that they need to do, and the other day, the dishes weren't getting done, and so it was like 3 o'clock, and my head started hurting. Remember, I went to bed at 4 o'clock, and I was just like, hey, who has the dish job? Let's go. Get them done. And it was Mary Grace. And I was like, Mary Grace, do the dishes. And she kind of gave me, she's a 9th grader. So she gave me a little bit of a look like, eat it, pretty much.
Oh, wow. That.
Just giving me a look. You know, she didn't talk back or anything, mm-hmm. but kind of like, yeah, you know, leave me alone type of deal. But I'm not going to say anything. And I was like, okay. And then I went and laid down on the couch because my head was hurting. And then this morning I was like, hey, where's the chore list to my wife to make sure everybody has their dishes? She's like, hey, did you yell at Mary Grace the other day to do the dishes? And I'm like, no, I didn't yell. How come every time I just say for somebody to do something in this house, somebody says I'm yelling
That's
at
why.
Them? And she's like, I think you probably just say it in a really aggressive tone. And I'm like, well, I want it done. So that's the way I'm going to say it.
Corey knows we had a conversation a couple weeks ago where I was talking about something. I was like, I realize now that like some of my emails or just text messages might sound dismissive or overly aggressive from where I want them to be. So we had a great conversation about that. From the
just imagine working with you for 14
I cannot. I'm the worst. Why anyone would choose to marry me, I don't understand. From the 832. Just found out my wife is pregnant with kid number 2. Woohoo! Good job. From the 254, I'm making various types of grilled cheeses, so I feel like I'm killing it right now. Oh.
Is it Dallas Grilled Cheese Company? Is
oh, my them? God. Are they open
oh,
again?
Oh, they're right next to me, man. I sometimes walk there and get food. You know what? That might not be bad for dinner tonight. I don't feel like cooking.
That's a great
idea. It does feel like a fancy grilled cheese night.
God. You know what it does? I think I might
want
to stop by there.
They have an arugula salad there that's really awesome.
We're all just like.
Good news if you work at Dallas Grilled Cheese Company. We just personally are spiking your business because all of us are like, yeah, we need to go ahead and do that. From the 972, Corey, this is for you. My good news is y'all brought back my buddy's an idiot. Now just bring back the list. Don't forget, Masterpiece of the Week will come up next. And if you could just get Corey to stop mentioning Game 6, then I'll be perfect. I mean,
Ron Washington,
this was a big week for Game 6 with Ron Washington.
Ron Washington did that. He helped me exercise that. So I still believe that we have to admit that it's part of our history. Maybe I don't need to relive it, but hopefully some people will do as Ron Washington suggested and forgive. And I understand some people just never will, but I think Ron, you know, I might ask every player, how do you feel about that moment? Like, do you blame him? Do you hurt him? I might bring that up in interviews in the future. So if we ever get Michael Young on, Mike, if we ever get talk with him, I might ask him, and I'd love to hear his personal thoughts on that. But I just, because that's the psychology of being an athlete. Like, that's part of that.
If the Rangers win a World Series, will you talk about that championship game where they clinch it as much as you've talked about when they lost it?
Every effing day.
Hell yeah.
I will talk about it every day. Hey, listen.
I'm going to call you out on this.
If Kevin said that he would suck Rafael Palmeiro's Congress-pointing finger for a championship, then I totally would talk about that championship every day as well because that's what we need in our life, more championships.
What's interesting is in 2006, the Mavericks played the Miami Heat, and they lost in Game 6. And when we talk about Game 6 of 2011, you never mention that Game 6.
Okay, well, don't encourage him to bring up more bad stuff. Like, I don't need to.
No, but we need to bring up it all the time.
Okay.
2011 Game 6, the good Game 6.
I have 99 we won in Game 7, Kevin.
I have a plethora of happy news for you guys from the Tolos.
Stars.
From the 903, Just got engaged to a Tolo and in the process of buying a house. I love you, Emily. So congratulations right there. I also think that that's great.
I'll tell you, this is awesome for me for some good news here is I've sold some cars recently on eBay.
Oh.
And I sold an Emmett Smith card. And it was a person in Plano who bought it. And I was just looking last night at my feedback to, you know, you get your positive feedback on eBay when you buy and sell stuff. And they just put Tolo here. The fan
nice.
Rules. That was the feedback. Obviously, it was positive feedback. So
and
we have a
Plano?
Tolo out there who bought an Emmett Smith card from me.
I need
Plano.
To go meet them right now and give them a sticker.
Very cool. From the 214, I've been the solo daytime waitress at Cafe Brazil in Deep Ellum. That is not too far from here. Since the shutdown, it's been a slow, long, not so great, we'll say, tips for 6 weeks, but it's finally turning around the last 2 weeks, even with only 25%, not too busy, just perfect. Great customers, and the money is coming in. And if you're looking for another positive, although I know like not everyone feels the same about this, but if you're looking for a positive, you're in that line of work, word is that on Monday, or at least this has been the plan, that Governor Abbott will institute phase two, which would allow 50% capacity at places like that and the opening up of gyms and
would
stuff
that,
like that.
Would that, Kevin, would they be willing to, at that point, add mannequins to all restaurants around the area to make people
doesn't
feel
that,
more comfortable?
Doesn't that also cost the restaurant money? I was thinking about this after we went off the air. Like, do I have to go buy 20 mannequins if I'm a restaurant owner?
So that DC restaurant that is putting – they already have the mannequins there for some other theatrical stuff that they do.
Okay.
So they already had them there. So that's why they're using them to make you feel like you're more comfortable around potential humans at your restaurant. But I'm just wondering, would anybody else consider that idea?
I'm not sure about where to buy a lot of mannequins either, so now I'm really wanting to figure that out. I've got some positive sports news for you guys.
Do it.
Now, the 76ers, Mike Scott, not the old Astros pitcher, because that's
good.
I know, that's instantly what I thought of, and I was disappointed. But he teamed up with Red Bull, and they donated 600 meals to the overnight staff at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, which has the amazing acronym of CHOP. So that's super cool. But yeah, so they brought 600 meals up to the overnight staff at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. So good job, Red Bull. Good job to Mike Scott. And then for the Cavs, Kevin Love and Katie Sowers are speaking at the Verizon virtual commencement. Now, you were talking earlier, Corey, off air, we had questions about graduation, and we just had a Tolo that their daughter was graduating, and you're coming up on college graduations, and you're going to have high school ones around here in a couple weeks, but a lot of school districts still aren't getting to do the in-person graduation, and so companies like Verizon, people like Kevin Love are jumping on to give speeches and to help out, which is really cool because
it is cool.
I cannot imagine how devastated I would be, especially in high school, to like not be able to celebrate that with all of your friends. And I know, Bassick, you talked about if your senior season just got taken away. And then for some people, like, can you imagine there's probably people out there where like they're the first person from their family to ever graduate college. You know, like, can you imagine that?
That was
and, yeah. Okay. And then can you imagine you're like, okay, well, now we're going to do it on the TV. You know, like I can see how it's really hard to lose some of these graduation ceremonies. So good job for them for all stepping up and pitching.
Corey,
in.
What did you graduate? What was your degree in?
It was broadcast journalism.
Was there anybody in your family like, yeah, you were the first, but it's UNT broadcast journalism.
I mean,
for why would
UNT,
they say that?
Mayborn School of Journalism. Like, I got the sports certificate. I got outstanding broadcast student. I mean, I dominated while I was there. Sure, I was 30, but even still, like, it took me a little longer. But no, they were pretty ecstatic about it. I did have a question though for Kevin. You said Mike Scott did that
yes.
for the Children's Hospital. Would those kids be considered Scott's tots?
Man, that is the most.
What you gonna do to make my dreams come true?
That's the most awkward episode of that show, right? When he shows up and he's like, I don't have the money for college.
He gave them lithium batteries, though.
For their laptops and stuff. From the 817, Their name is Drew. I just graduated from Tarleton State this week, and you get a shout-out. Damn right. Congratulations, Drew. That's freaking awesome. A bunch of people are doing drive-through graduation ceremonies, kind of like the party parades that we talked about. My fiance graduated from nursing school today. Oh, my God. Like, not that that's not a great profession anyway, but it seems like this is the best time to be cranking out nurses and doctors and everything like that. So congratulations for y'all as well. What are you guys going to do this weekend to make the world a better place? I've started to turn that question on you. I need to know more about what y'all are going to do to make the world a better place this weekend.
Mike?
Well, tomorrow's a little bit tough because we were going to go swimming at my parents' house.
Ooh.
But that looks like we're not going to be able to do that with the weather that is
supposed to
happen either tonight slash into tomorrow.
It's definitely into tomorrow where I have also canceled an event that I was going to do tomorrow.
So I'm honestly not sure. That was kind of on our board, and we're going to have to kind of readjust. I know the kids really wanted to go, you know, to the grandparents and go swimming and see them and stuff, and I guess we might do that Sunday. I don't know if Sunday's supposed to be better. I know there's still some rain in the forecast on Sunday. So that was honestly our major plan, and that was really it. This is the weird thing of, like, our lives now is usually if you asked me on a normal Friday, if this was a year ago, I'd be like, well, as soon as this is over, we got this going on, and then Saturday we have to wake up at 5:30 in the morning because – one of the kids has an 8 a.m. baseball game in McKinney that we have to be there at 7 a.m. And, like, it's just really – it's good in one sense, but I am missing, you know, seeing all those things that we were able to see. But it's kind of like, well, we don't really have much, honestly.
I plan, Kevin, on taking some surprise engagement / wedding photos of my friend who had to cancel his for this weekend. So
yes, because perhaps you finally got the opportunity to do that, and then it's going to pour rain, and you're insisting on an outdoor spot for those photos, and it's not really going to work out the way you're
going to have to do it in the rain.
So
take the photos, that is.
Yes. I mean, let's not rule anything out. So as soon as we did a shout out, other people are asking for it. Brighten as many people's days as possible. From the 559, my son Braden just graduated kindergarten today. Congratulations, Braden. And then from the 817, Tolo just had a baby named Soren. Welcome to the world, Soren. Hopefully this is the weirdest thing you go through in your entire life and you won't remember any of it.
Kevin, I think whenever the graduations for the high school kids start, I think we need to get Coach Balsack to give them their graduation commencement speech.
Man, you guys are putting pressure on me.
Yeah.
It can be pre-recorded, man. We can record it. So it'll be all right.
I think we should do it for every school district.
Oh, yeah.
Well, why every school district and why not every school?
Every school.
Yeah, we're in the Frisco school district, and I have to do 72 speeches for the 72 high schools they have now.
But
hey,
Allen, you only have
raccoons,
to do one.
Congratulations.
Literally, Allen and Frisco are next to each other. One city has one, and the other city has, I think, 8. Like, that just.
No, they're going to be up to 12, I think, by next year, and I'm not exaggerating about that.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.